Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Having moved now, as you know, into 1 Peter chapter 5, we are dealing with the pastor's task. The pastor's primary God-given responsibilities, as the Holy Spirit gave them to the Apostle Peter, and as he gave them to those that he is writing to. He opens chapter 5 by saying, "The elders who are among you I exhort, I who am a fellow elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed." To the elders, from an elder, I who am a fellow elder. And as we saw in the broadcast yesterday, the word elder, Greek word presbyteros, has to do with spiritual maturity, and it refers in this instance to a particular office in the church, the office of elder. But the term elder is not the only term that applies to the same office, because this term elder is also used interchangeably with the term bishop, and occasionally, not as often, but occasionally interchangeably with the word pastor or shepherd or under-shepherd. Now, I don't expect you to necessarily take my word for that, so I'm going to give you some citations. First of all, we find in Titus chapter 1, verse 5, "For this reason I left you in Crete," Paul writing now, "that you should set in order the things that are lacking and appoint elders in every city, as I commanded you." Verse 7, "For a bishop must be blameless as a steward of God." Appoint elders in every city, and then when Paul gives the qualifications, the first thing he says is a bishop. Well, what is it? An elder or a bishop? It is both. It is either. They both refer to the same office. Now I need to pause and welcome you to this Tuesday, June 10 edition of the Beacon Broadcast, and remind you that we do depend upon the gifts of God's people to continue ministering God's Word on this station. Elder. That's one term for the office, but bishop is another term for the office. Elder emphasizes the qualifications of the man who fills the office. He must be a spiritually mature man, a spiritual elder. Bishop refers to the work of the elder in regard to administration. Bishop means overseer. And so the bishop, the elder, as the bishop, is one who is watching over the church, watching over the work of the church. It's interesting that in Acts chapter 20, you actually have all three terms brought together in a very instructive way. This is Paul speaking for the last time to the Ephesian elders. We read in verse 17 of Acts 20, "From Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called for the elders of the church." Who did he call for? The elders of the church. But now notice what he says to them in verse 28. "Therefore take heed to yourselves and to all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers." Well, that's the English translation of the word bishop. Episcopos has made you bishops, overseers, to shepherd the church of God. And there's the word that is often rendered pastor. To pastor is to shepherd, or to be an under-shepherd. And so you've got all three of them brought together here. He is speaking to the elders, verse 17, he tells them that the Holy Spirit has made them bishops or overseers over the flock of God, and that their responsibility is to shepherd or pastor the flock of God, that is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we have another reference in 1 Timothy 5:17. And here we read, let the elders, there's that term again, let the elders who rule well. There's the idea of overseeing. Let the elders who rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in the word and doctrine. And now we have the idea of their pastoring, shepherding, laboring in the word and doctrine. So all these ideas come together here. The elders, the mature men who have been appointed to this position, they are elders, they are spiritually mature men, but they hold the office of elder. There's the office of deacon, there's the office of elder. And what do they do? Well, if they oversee well, if they're fulfilling the office of elder as bishops, as overseers, then they are doing so by laboring in the word and doctrine, or the word and teaching. They are teaching the flock of God, and so forth. Now, this actually comes out again in the same passage a little bit later. Peter says in verse 2 of 1 Peter chapter 5, shepherd the flock of God which is among you. There's the idea of pastor. So the elders do what? They shepherd. They pastor the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers. There's the idea of the bishop again. So, over and over again in Scripture, we find these three names applying to one office. The office of, the first name that we would probably utilize today is the office of pastor. The office of pastor is the office of elder. The office of pastor is the office of bishop. Now, in my experience, pastor is used most frequently, elder is used second most frequently, and bishop is used almost not at all. But nevertheless, you'll find all three that are employed. For example, when Paul gives the qualifications for pastors in 1 Timothy chapter 3, what does he call them? Well, let's find out. In 1 Timothy chapter 3, the only place, no, there's two places, there in Titus chapter 1, we have the qualifications for the men who hold the office of pastor, but he doesn't call them pastor or even elder in 1 Timothy 3, though he calls them elder and bishop in Titus 1. But here's what he says in 1 Timothy 3. This is a faithful saying. If a man desires the position of a bishop, he desires a good work. A bishop, then, must be blameless, the husband of one wife, and so forth. Now, we've grown so accustomed in our day to thinking of a pastor and a bishop as being two different things, because the way that term is used, it generally does mean two different things. A pastor generally means a local church pastor. Elder can mean pastor in the minds of some people, or can mean something like a governing body, a board of elders. So pastor would generally, in the minds of most people, be a man who is appointed to the office of pastor, and probably in the American context is going to be supported financially by the church so that he can give himself to that office, hopefully in a full-time way. Sometimes, if the church is not able, he can only do so in a part-time way and may have to pick up a part-time job to supplement his income. Nothing wrong with being a tent maker, but in most cases, churches will support their pastor so that they can fulfill the responsibilities that are given to them. that we're going to elaborate on in a moment as we move on in this passage of 1 Peter chapter 5. And then, many times, there will be elders who are not supported financially by the church, and so they're put in a different category. I'm talking about common usage, what we generally observe. So, some churches, not all, but some churches will have a pastor and then a number of elders, a session, a board of elders, something like that. And those men will be godly laymen who are appointed elders for the purpose of administration and oversight, carrying out what the Bible calls ruling. This, by the way, is the Presbyterian form of government, but you'll find it in other churches as well. And then, generally, bishop is reserved for the man who is a district superintendent in some denominations. But, I come back to it again, scripturally speaking, all three are the same. Pastors are elders. They are bishops. And the passage before us makes that clear. The elders who are among you I exhort, who am a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed, shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers. And so the person addressed by Peter, the persons, plural, addressed by Peter, are elders. And yet, it's interesting that as Peter addresses the elders, he's writing it in an epistle that goes to the entire church. That's clear from the way he words it. The elders who are among you, who are among you. So who's he writing to? He's writing to a congregation, all the members of the congregation, who have elders among them. The elders, he's not writing this letter to elders. He's not saying, now this epistle goes to the elders. I want you to listen to this and understand what it is that you are supposed to do, and then you can teach the congregation what I have taught you. But no, the epistle, the letter, goes to the entire congregation. They all hear it. It's for the elders to hear, as the letter is read to the congregation, to the elders who are among you, But for any aspiring elders to hear as well, but it's for all members to hear and understand. Every member needs to understand the work assigned to elders so that you can cooperate with that work as designed and assigned by Jesus Christ, the head of the church. The biblical definition of pastoral ministry needs to be understood by all so that you may do your part to maintain a biblically healthy church. Because you need to understand as much as you can about the church, and particularly about the pastors of the church, and what the Bible says they are supposed to be like, and what the Bible says they're supposed to do. All that is spelled out here, and so these instructions are given to the entire church to understand the work of the pastor or the elder. That's why I said to you, I think yesterday, that if you're not a pastor, this is not tune-out time. You can't say, this isn't for me. It is for you. It's for you exactly the way Peter wrote it for you and for every member of the church. So join me again tomorrow. Until then, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.